we had a bureaucrat who had in Mr. Neely, who had been had served under several administrations, and who had basically established a fiefdom where he controlled the budget and he took advantage of it in a system that was very much decentralized.
The good news out of this apparently seems to be that this issue was caught, that Ms. Britta took this information, presented it to Mr. Miller, and the system in this case worked. Is that good enough, or are there other elements of this that we need to be more concerned about, do you think?
Well, first of all, let me say that I was very proud of Ms. Britta, who I know because she served with me on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And being an appointee of President Obama, I'm just really proud of her for doing that and being a whistleblower in this instance. I think that we've got to make sure that this kind of conduct is not taking place in other departments or in other sectors of the GSA. And I'm not saying that it is. But we need to be clear that it's not. And I think that's one of the reasons why Chairman Issa sent out some 24 letters inquiring as to various practices within the various departments and the various agencies. We've got to look into this and make sure it's not happening. Because I think I can see how it could easily happen. What happens is you may have a bureaucrat like Mr. Neely who sticks around for many years. And then as the administrators come in and leave, he stays, and he's able to do things and get around rules and just move from year to year. And again, keep in mind, this is a conference that back in 2006 was costing $322,000, which I think is too much. And by the time we come to 2010, it's all the way up to $822,000. And so, again, we've got to look at all of these agencies and make sure that we don't have this going on. But let me be clear. One of the things that I don't want people to make the mistake of is judging our federal employees or even the GSA employees by our weakest link. I do believe in my heart that this is an aberration, but I think we have to still check and make sure that it's not happening in other places.
And actually, Mr. Congressman, that anticipated my next question, which was, what is your sense, based on the testimony that you took from General Miller and from Mr. Tangerlini, about how pervasive this potentially could be and what might be next in this, what we might see in the coming weeks/months?
First of all, I think the president made an excellent choice in putting Mr. Tangerlini in the acting role, because clearly he is doing an up and down examination of the GSA to make sure these things are not going on. So we have to make sure, we have to look at his findings and see what he comes up with. And certainly the Congress will continue to do what we have to do in looking at the GSA. And then I think we have to try to make sure that we, where necessary, do some of the things that Mr. Tangerlini has already done in GSA. We haven't found any problems in other agencies, and that is make sure that if there is a decentralized budgeting system and procurement system, that we make it centralized. Keep in mind, Mr. Neely, basically, there was a disconnect between the budget that he was operating out of in central office, the central office that deals with the overall budget of GSA. You can't have that. You can't have just one bureaucrat who basically was his own supervisor for all intents and purposes doing this. And here's a man, that is Mr. Neely, who was in such a position that he could actually threaten people if they dared or thought about becoming a whistleblower. And he used those threats. No, we cannot have that. And that, I refuse to believe that that's the way our government is run. And I think, again, I do believe this is an aberration, but we cannot leave it to my beliefs. We have to make sure that this is not the case, and we'll do that.
When you talk about those financial accountability restructurings, sir, do you anticipate a legislative remedy, or is this just a matter of your committee reviewing these with the individual agencies and making sure that they're performing restructuring on their own through policy initiatives?
I think we may have both. We may have, first of all, we have to see the full extent of the problem and make sure that this is not a situation where, say, for example, rules were in place and were just being abused and disobeyed. And then if we find that rules are need to be put in place, seeing if we have to determine whether we have the confidence that the agency can do that, and if we and do it effectively. And then if we decide that that's not the proper course, then we might have to do something legislatively. But we're going to do whatever is necessary to make sure the taxpayers' dollars are spent effectively and efficiently. You know, my constituents and people all over this country and people listening to you just filled out their income tax forms. Many of them had to write checks, money that they had to borrow just to pay their taxes. And it's absolutely no way that hardworking Americans should be paying their taxes and then having something like somebody like a Mr. Neely running around from place to place and having his wife and his friends and his buddies having a good time on the taxpayer dollars. It doesn't work that way, and we're not going to allow it to work that way.